Go ahead, Nikki.
At 9:45, we have a Simplex Grinnell quotation agreement. That's for our maintenance department. From 10 to 11, it's the sunshine policy discussion, I believe from last week.
Okay. Let me look at that. You're reading off the field, correct?
Yes.
So this is scheduled at 9:45, specifically at 9:45, or is that just your incremental time slot?
On the computer, we have to put time slots. I understand that we're not doing that this
on
next week.
Agenda.
We're going to have a 9 o'clock, list everything. We're going to have a 1 o'clock and list everything.
Okay. Then, okay. But what you have in the computer then is an hour blocked off for this time.
Correct.
It's my feeling that 10 minutes is going to be enough time for that because we had the discussion the other day.
Mm-hmm. Until Mr. Durkin gets here and goes through all, until Mr. Durkin gets here and we go through a lesson, 2 days of lecture on the sunshine policy.
Hesitant
to do that.
I feel a little different. I'd like to put something in place and then we can amend it at any time. But I hear the worth of what you're saying. That's another 4 weeks away. Hi. Linda, we got some questions. We have specifically bid opening set for... Here, you sit down. Come sit over here. Bid opening is set for...
Okay. You sure?
Yes, better on my back like this. Bid opening is set for 9 a.m.
That's correct.
So what's going to happen is we're going to receive bids and they're physically going to open them in front of us.
Right.
The
That's
plan.
Correct.
And then, gentlemen.
Long time no see.
Yes, sir.
You know what? I'll give you that. How about that? All right, gentlemen. God bless. Thank you.
He said he
used to do a lot of business with the county.
Well, I feel bad about not doing that. Then we're at 1 o'clock.
The presentations. Correct.
We have presentations.
Mm-hmm. We have questions. Why?
Presentations from whom?
Well, so far, the only one that has made mention of wanting to present their bid is Mr. Connell. But I guess we left that open to where all companies could come and present. I stated that even in the bid. But again, I've not had anyone, you know, other than with the exception of him. If your company would be interested in presenting the workman's compensation bid packet to the county commission, please contact the purchasing department at... to schedule a time. Presentations will begin on March the 28th at 1 p.m. in the commission hearing room.
And the reason you put that in there is because he requested to do so?
Well, no, during the meeting, I had taken it from Jim that people would want to read their packets to you guys versus me reading that. So I had thought it was going to, the way I had perceived that in the meeting was that we would come in there at 9 o'clock like always and open it. I would get the information together and bring it back to you guys at 1 o'clock when we listened to their presentations and then you'd make a decision from there. I guess maybe that's...
What you're thinking, Dan?
My thinking is the same as it was reinforced what I said earlier.
No presentations.
No presentations.
Just read the... If you open them in front of us, we're going to ask you to evaluate them.
Perfect.
If you want someone to assist from the industry, I'll be glad to call a non-interested party that's not a bidder.
That would be wonderful.
And I know people that we could have do that.
Okay. It might be that they come in and visit with you about questions you might have about the presentation. we don't need to see anything until it's ready to be put out.
Well, the bids are being opened on March 28th at 9. And I'm assuming that since our current coverage lasts until the 31st of March, we have to make a decision pretty quickly.
Immediately, yes, I think we're
going to go with. The 31st falls on Monday.
Set up to award right away, didn't we?
It's set up to award on Tuesday.
Oh, it's set for awards on Tuesday.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
What day? What is the date on Tuesday?
The 29th.
I guess I'm, oh, okay. March 28th is on Monday. I don't know why I was thinking Friday.
I actually scheduled these meetings
prior to, right after we came out of the meeting.
So we're set together to make a decision the following day.
Yes.
What time?
9:30, I believe.
You're trying to put the monkey on my back, Mr. Husband.
I don't know how I could have done it better.
Yeah, check that, Nikki, to make sure that
this bid is no different than any other bid, if it was for rock or if it was for anything else. And we have Linda evaluate along with some other personnel if she requests. If they want to make a presentation to Linda to explain their bids, that's fine. She comes to us and gives us the recommendation, and we take it from there.
My assumption, I agree with you, so monkey not on your back.
Nine. Mm-hmm.
My assumption is that the companies want to express something that they will provide that's not included in their bids. And I'm always leery, regardless of what the product is that a county or a city might be accepting a bid for, if it's not covered specifically in the bid, well, here's another service that we're going to give you, or here's another service. And the reason I'm leery of that and question it is because once you've had the opportunity to see what the other person has been, you can come back with all kind of.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not aiming anything at the gentleman that has to do this. They very well may all get a hold of you and ask to do it. But
mm-hmm. I think that it's to be handled by, and Linda has called in other people on different evaluations of different bids, especially when Road and Bridge has a bid. She evaluates it with the former road superintendent, or if any other department, she evaluates the bids with them and then brings it to the commission and gives us a list. And just because she has a recommendation, it might not be the way that we vote, but it's at least it's a recommendation from the departments.
Let's do that. If that's
the way that we've done it in the past. We're not glued to the past, as I know, but that's the way we've operated in the past, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
So we're canceling.
We'll cancel this and I'll issue an addendum.
You have the time.
Yeah, you
have the time blocked off for you
for
individually.
For myself, perfect.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I'll just issue an addendum restating that to where the presentations can be presented to the purchasing agent versus the county commission.
Was that in the legal that went out that we would have that in the commission?
Well, it was stated in my bid document.
Maybe binding then. It may be a binding, but putting it in there like that, you probably, is that off a boilerplate form that you use, Linda?
Mm-hmm.
You may want to change that in the future and go ahead and do it.
This actually was something, I mean, there's the boilerplate basically stops right here to where if there's going to be any type of, if I feel like there's going to be any type of them wanting to come to the county to visit, it's in my boilerplate that it will not, any cost will not refer back to our county. But this was kind of in addition.
If you don't mind, let's get an opinion from Bob.
Okay.
And if we can do away with it, let's let you do it.
Perfect.
Outside of commission. And if we have to get in front of the commission, just make sure that we're aware of it.
Okay, perfect.
Bob,
Mr.
coincidentally,
Paulson. Do what you want with it. Guess what? Look at what I found.
Yeah. Bob.
Yes. On Monday, we have scheduled at 9 a.m. a bid opening for workers' compensation, or for XYZ.
at 1 o'clock, within the bid notice that was sent out, we included, if your company would be interested in presenting the workers' compensation bid packet. So what we did basically is schedule a time for those who have bid to come in and say why their, I guess, company is the best. What we would prefer is that they meet with Linda rather than with the county commission, because it's going to be a number of salesmen that want to convince the county commission as to why they're...
Well, let's just say just present them meeting with Linda. Linda's not a body that's, you know, meeting and needs to post her meetings, so they can meet with her.
Our question is, do we have to because it went out in the bid notice?
Can I issue an addendum since this is not closed and change this from the county commission to the county purchasing agent?
I mean, we'll do it if we have to, if we're legally bound by the document. If not...
If your company would be interested in presenting a workers' comp. I don't know, without looking at the statute, whether you're legally bound, but I would think that you could delegate that to your purchasing person. I mean, there's no problem with having them meet with your purchasing person, and you can tell them that you're free to present, but we're going to take the recommendation of our purchasing person. Why would they want to present to you?
They want to present to us because they want to convince us that they're the best. So we can defer them to Linda then.
I think you can defer them to Linda.
Okay. And I'll issue an addendum today because it's not closed, so we're still open, so we're still good. As long as we're paid by what.
We good.
I mean, I don't know if they insist on talking to you.
I've only had one person say that they would be interested in
speaking with the commission.
Correct. So... But I was part of issue that
you specifically asked me to look at, Bob. The fact that it exists, it exists.
Okay, but
although
that
it only exists,
I don't think there's anything else for you.
No, it's in my head.
Well,
you don't have any other bids, do you?
I will hold on to this.
No,
but,
I just have several request forms I need to.
Just right.
Oh, I have here
purchasing with Mr. Smith.
Right.
I think that's all we needed from her.
Perfect. Thank you, gentlemen.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Good to see you, girl.
You too.
When's that closing tomorrow? It's going to be Friday at 3 p.m.
Have we already received some bids?
One. We've received the one from...
No, we don't want to know.
Yes.
I want to know.
I don't want to know. Not till Monday when she opens them.
Yes. Turn your head then, Mr. Young. I'll just say that. How about that?
Got it.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
So we're going to cancel the 1 o'clock, so that will free up that time.
Right.
Let's move back to late morning.
Okay.
Current Taney County vacancies.
Are we going to be discussing, should we bring that up, but if we're not going to be making appointments, or... Do you have some appointments that... Does it need to be on the agenda? Board vacancies.
Does it say board vacancies? Or just vacancies?
Just vacancies.
Okay, it needs to be board vacancies because whenever you say vacancies, some people might see that as...
Hopefully being commissioners?
Vacation of roads or whatever. No, that's when they're posted.
Yeah. But do we have any? Or should we just take that off?
Let me get with...
Three or four board members who were supposed to appoint, but I don't know whether they're ready or not.
Jim was originally the one who asked to put that on, so let me see.
We're going to be the ones to vote not to put it on there. I'm teasing you. Hang on.
Okay.
He is here. He can defend himself.
Let me know what you want me to
do. Did we try to call him, by the way?
I didn't.
Would you like to?
That would be great.
Boy, that coffee is good. Hi, this is Jim. I'm turning sideways for pictures. Jim, we are currently doing agenda review. If you have a moment and would like to call in, we have a couple of items that we probably could use your input on. If you want to just call the county phone, we've got one here. We're up in the conference room.
And I don't think that one's
no, it doesn't work. You can call my cell phone and I can put it on speaker, 337-1552. Thank you.
Okay.
So you thought Jim had some, and or Danny. Okay. So it would be board vacancies, is what you said. Right?
Yes, I think we've been approached about placing someone on the senior board, someone on the BOA.
Transportation.
I guess my point, okay, all right.
That's what that
so
is.
Just
that's
board vacancies. For. I had received an individual's name, whom I did not know and can't remember the name of, for senior board from over Branson area. Mm-hmm. I'll try to find that in that stack of stuff I've got back there.
They are replacing Bonnie Matista.
Matista?
Matista,
yeah. Okay. Go ahead, Nikki.
I have several five-minute requests. Okay. which Bob has been given these contracts/agreements to have them reviewed before Monday.
Okay.
First one is a service provider agreement. Excuse me. It's for employee screening, which received the bid award for drug screening services.
And what will we need to do with that?
Approve it and sign it.
Oh, okay. All right.
We have Mayor Potter.
I'm supposed to initial that, right?
Now, do you want this during the morning segment before the break, or as we're going through the
I can't imagine that it'll take 10 minutes. It's, I was approached by the mayor, and I'm the one that has requested that this go on the agenda. The city of Forsyth has done what they need to do to create an EEZ zone. What is needed from the county is a signature or an approval, if you will, that the county will comply with our portion of what they need, and that is you have our blessing to go ahead and the assessor will comply with the law, basically, is what it is required.
Is there any key?
We're not approving the EEZ. We're not saying it's good. We're not saying it's bad. We're just...
It's for the, actually, for the assessor and the collector and then to set up in their system.
I think he's going to bring the resolution that's required by law.
I think it's to set up the proper taxation.
He sent me the resolution. I've already typed it up. It's in Bob's pile to look over, make sure all the wording is correct. So that shouldn't take that long.
Mm-hmm.
Rock bid discussion.
Mm-hmm.
I'll put that on there. Okay. Jim Lake.
Is that something that's coming up? Is there something we've already done? Or
no, it's the bid is up in May, but we've run out of material in one location.
Okay.
Arizona Drive road petition mistake. Jim has requested that this be on here.
Road petition mistake.
Mm-hmm.
You mean, is there something with the lingo of it, or the amount of feed, or what is it? Does it? Well, I guess we can discuss that later.
There was a letter sent out to Mr. Burton that the red petition was denied, and it actually wasn't denied.
Well, if it wasn't and there was a vote on it, does that have to come before the county commission? It should be sent from the board to where it was accepted. If there's already been a vote on it for approval. Where is Arizona? Because that's down in the southern part of the United States, isn't it?
Well, this is, to me, it's,
not administrative.
Well, this is a denial establishing this as a county road back in September of 2010. And, or the letter was written September 2nd, 2010.
Which, to my understanding, it was not denied.
There was only one road that was left out of that, and it's because it didn't meet the standard.
Which they had 6 months. I guess they had 6 months to come up to standard. But they weren't conveyed that. They were conveyed that it was denied.
Okay, I'll have to look at it. I'll have to pull it up and review it.
Okay.
We did that strictly off of budgetary reasons.
Well, the letter states that they didn't have enough signatures that qualified for
this to be thrown out and redone.
That's what they were told by letter. But it's been all that time.
Well, let him bring it up. I'll do some research on it.
Okay.
Before.
Well, let's go back to that. Is R&B going to be here to say yay or nay on that
Randy,
petition?
I guess Randy.
I can invite Randy.
Okay.
Our assessor would like to talk about a possible resolution motto, In God We Trust. I've retyped it to have all of our county signatures on it.
Okay.
And he would like to do that in the first portion
okay.
of the day.
It's okay with you.
I guess I'm fine with it.
Take a time out.